First of all, thank you for being patient and waiting as we wrapped that previous press conference. We've now been joined by our race winner of duel number one, Bubba Wallace. Congratulations. You said in your TV interview that you've just really wanted one of these wins.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about just the opportunity to finally check that off your checklist.
Yeah, I mean, a win in general. I didn't know whether to stop on the front stretch, where to go to victory lane. 2 years hiatus, that you lose memory a lot or really quick. So, but to finally get a dual win, you know, I hope it's the right stepping stone for accomplishing Sunday. But better yet, I'm tired of going over Blaney's house and seeing his dual win trophy, and I finally got one. You got Tyler, got one last year, so I was starting to get a little jealous. And so now I got my own, and we're good. So all in all, a good night for our team. I thought it was pretty cool. Just seeing how well the 23 and the 45 worked together and moving that top lane forward together the whole night. And so that was really, really special. So all in all, good night for the team.
All right. We'll start with Jenna. Go ahead.
Hey, Bubba, congratulations. You know, you won the race. That feels great. You also got to take Bex to victory lane. Like, what felt better?
Having my family here with me, you know, I started crying walking out to driver intros. When I walked under the Rolex banner, I was carrying him in my arms, and I'm like, why did I not have this experience at Bowman Gray? Because it's our first race, and he wasn't there with me. I wasn't carrying him, and so I lost it walking out on pit road, and I was trying my best to cover it up a little bit. Man, he was surprisingly calm throughout the whole driver intros and the pre-race stuff, which means we're going to be in hell tonight, probably while he's sleeping, while we're trying to sleep. He's going to be wide awake. But having him here and Amanda, you know, it's been the best 4 months of our life. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of sleepless nights. But it's the moments like this where we can all celebrate together, which is really special. So having him in victory lane, doing the old Lion King pose was really cool.
All right, Jordan.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. In terms of the big picture of this, is there anything you can carry over from tonight to Sunday in terms of confidence in how the car ran, that kind of thing, or is this just a qualifying race and you move forward?
A little bit of both. You know, the stats have spoken for us and what we've been able to do on the 23 side of things. And really since the start of my Cup career here at Daytona, the stats have spoken for itself. But you know, having no dual wins, no, whether it's the 500 or it's the 400, no wins there. And so, like I said, I hope this is a stepping stone to pad those stats, but also show like, hey, we're for real and we want to get it done. We just don't want to survive. I wanted to be a car. I think I may have told you guys on Wednesday, you know, if you're the first three cars, there's your winner. On the last lap, last two laps, there's your winner. One of those cars is going to be your winner. We're usually fourth or fifth, and we're second most times. So for the last 30 laps, 35 laps, we were the lead car, and we were able to control our own destiny. And, you know, it was nice to be in that spot because we've never been in that spot before. So I thought Freddie did an incredible job giving me the right information to keep us all intact and keep our line moving forward. But, yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. You can enjoy the small victory right now, but, you know, we're going to be on track tomorrow to figure out how we can get our McDonald's Toyota Camry even faster yet. There is a lot to debrief and a lot going on just from that quick race that we had. And so the grind never stops. You know, now that we're officially – our season's underway, the grind doesn't stop until post-race Phoenix. So we just have to continue to fight and work really hard to get our cars even better. So we've made big strides. I appreciate Toyota's efforts and pushing the needle and wanting to get our speedway stuff better. None of us were satisfied with how we were running and the results that we were bringing to the track last year. And getting their first pole with Briscoe – then capping it off with a dual win at night is cool.
You kind of touched on it a little bit, but is it nice to have this victory, even if it's a dual race, because it kind of reminds people, hey, I can still win at this level. And, you know, it's even though it's, you know, been a couple of years, but yep, this just kind of serves a shot across the bow.
100%. 100%. That's why I gave the old silencer out there on the front stretch. So we're here. I got a team that believes in me. And I have just as much faith in this team to take it to new heights. And obviously, honestly, seeing what Tyler was able to do with his team in the 45 group last year, going all the way to the Final Four at Phoenix, you know, there's no reason why we can't do the same. So it all starts right here tonight.
All right. I'll get a microphone to Ryan McGee, please.
Ryan McGee, ESPN. I always tell everybody, I never cried. Then I had my daughter, and I started crying at coffee commercials. How much has it changed you becoming a father over the last 4 months?
Yeah. I try to play that hard role every once in a while, but everybody in here knows I'm very emotional. And I'm not afraid to hide it or share it with you. But it is the coolest thing. I've always been told that by a lot of people in here in the media center, a lot of my friends. It's the coolest thing, having a kid. And you never know if you're ready. And I do regret not having one earlier, because he's brought so much joy and just new perspective to life. And it's something that I wish I had 5 years ago, you know? And I think that's been, you know, I feel like I'm walking lighter because of him. And so 4 months old, he's already changed my life so much.
All right, Stephen, go ahead.
Stephen Toronto, CBS Sports. Bubba, when the new year started, you had a thread on X where you said, you know, you admitted that the last 2 years had kind of kicked your ass and you had made a commitment to be better, do better. Your mentals were at an all-time high. Is a night like tonight the end result of that process you went through in the offseason and committing yourself to be more than what you've been the past couple of years?
It's just the beginning. You can get very complacent in life and in your professional life, and you can keep doing the same routines over and feel like you're not moving the needle or getting anywhere, and you're getting the same results. And so it's ultimately how you control your destiny is how you wake up each and every day. If you wake up with the fuck it mindset, then that's how it's going to be. But if you show up and you put a little emphasis behind that F word, then it's really going to make a difference. And you have to just roll your sleeves up and deal with all the BS. I was not happy with myself. Every time I looked in the mirror, I wasn't happy. Physical appearance, mental appearance, it just it needed to change. And I've been committed to that longer than a month, which proved my wife wrong. So we're on the right track. Last night, me and my photographer, Nico, we ran 3.5 miles before qualifying. So tomorrow I'll wake up and try to do the same thing and just continue to be a better version of myself each and every day. I mean, holding Bex, he's only 14 pounds, but I'm already wore out holding him, so I got to get my ass in shape somehow.
Right. Thanks, Bubba.
Yeah.
All right, Davey.
Davey Sigua, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. I heard you in Victory Lane say something to the extent of, oh, yeah, we get points. So how big is that? Obviously, it's not as valuable technically as a regular season win, but we've seen that every point can matter. So how big do you think that is?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, coming down to, you know, Darlington last year, we were more than just 10 points out. But you never know how that can change the trajectory of your season. So, I totally forgot that this was a points-paying race. Is Jimmy leading right now? Nice. Solid Toyota up front. I think, you know, it's just the beginning, and we have to enjoy it. And like you said, every point matters. And Denny has always said that from day one of 2311 since the inception of every point matters. So you try to do the best that you can of not giving up those points, no matter what race it is.
All right. I lost my microphone. Zach, go ahead.
Zach Sterniel at NASCAR.com. Bubba, to Jordan's question earlier, what carries from this moving forward on super speedways that you can learn just how to close races when you're in those positions at the end of the race?
Yeah, it's a great question, Zach. I was sitting, I forgot when we took the lead, 35 to go, sure, under that caution. I told myself, I've never really been in a scenario like this on speedway stuff. We've always just kind of snuck into second, and so it's just about keeping your emotions and your mentals in check and not getting too far out, just like on the racetrack, not letting your runs get too far out and you're stranded on an island and then you're just swallowed up. So I was definitely trying to do my best at keeping that all status quo, and it seemed to pay off. But in my career, aside from Kansas, where we, you know, closed that one out in a dominant fashion, I haven't really had that. And so tonight looked good, and we got to continue to keep ourselves in that spot.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead.
Hey, Bubba, congratulations. Chris Gallen, News Daytona Beach. So you have the best average finish in the Cup Series and regular season races of anyone more than 10 starts at Daytona. You have five top fives in 15 starts here. And I don't say that just to get you pumped up, but what is it about Daytona or what is it about you that you think makes you run so consistently well here?
The people that I have behind me, 2311, and even the days with RPM and the 43, having the right people, having the right mindset, building fast race cars, it's a grind. And I'll tell you, you know, even driving the 43, having that big rookie stripe, we had a ton of speed in our car. But when you have a rookie stripe, no one wants to work with you. And so you have to grind and fight for the reputation that you earn out on the racetrack. And good finishes help that a lot. And so I feel like I could be trusted out on the racetrack, and it takes a lot of trust. You see some new guy in the field, and you're hesitant. I mean, we've seen the wrecks tonight in Duel 1, and I don't know if that's from inexperience. I haven't seen the replays or anything, but a lot of the wrecks happen from inexperience and a lack of trust. And so you have to build that. You have to build your resume up and make the right moves. Yes, you have to make some wrong moves to see if it works, but all in all, I've tried to keep a clean nose for all the starts that I've had here, and it seems to be paying off. So just having the right people around you, making the right decisions at the right time, and executing.
Thanks, Bubba.
All right, and then Jacob. And then a microphone to Kelly, please.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital, Bubba. You've got 2 second place finishes in the 500 here. I'm
tired of talking about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, that's not where I was going
okay,
with
good,
it.
Good, good, good.
You've talked, though, particularly here, about having the tools with 2311 to continue to be successful and elevate your own game. At this point, do you feel you have everything you need to go out on Sunday and finally win this thing, and that it really is now just down to circumstances?
I mean, hell, Jacob, I think it's always been about circumstances. I've felt like every time I've strapped into a race car at Daytona 500, I've been able to win. And just things haven't worked out like that. I don't think there's one time that I haven't felt that. I mean, you have to show up and have that drive and that passion that you're going to win it. But you also have to put yourself in the right spot. And that comes down from the first pit stop to the last one. The moves you make, you think the top's going to roll for a second, and then it doesn't. So, one of the hardest things about, you know, plate racing is you have to make all the right moves, but you never know when they're the right moves until it's the wrong one. So trying to understand that and figure that out, it's one massive game of chess. It's just you have to have that confidence when the green flag drops, and we all absolutely have that because of the people that we do have at 2311.
And I guess to add to that, then, we've seen the rise. Tyler making the Champ Four last year, 100%. A night like tonight has – seeing and being a part of all the effort that Denny and Michael and everybody back at the shop has put into this, just driven you and Tyler that much harder and driven this rise for 2311 that much faster than maybe any of us expected?
Yeah, I mean, look, they had a vision, and they believed in me at a point where, I was still trying to find my way in the sport. We didn't have the best of races in the 43, and you'd show up to some tracks and not have the confidence. Man, there's not one track on the circuit now is where I don't show up and I can feel like I can run well or if not win. And that takes time. And it takes, you know, understanding that you're in a competitive sport, and that I've said this before, that people are going to have the rise quicker than you. I look at Larson. I consider him the best in the field. And there's not a jealous bone in my body that hates him for that. It's just how it is. And it's motivating because I know that if I continue to work hard, that I can be there one day. And so as long as you have people behind you believing in you and you continue to work your ass off, then, you know, the sky's the limit.
Yeah. All right. We're going to wrap with Kelly.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. Bubba, the two finishes you don't want to talk about, but the fact that you run well here, run well at Talladega, but specifically here, having been so close, now having a dual win, what is your relationship with Daytona? How do you feel about this place and the fact that you feel confident you can get the job done and it's just about that one last piece on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, we talk about this is the biggest purse in motorsports. Hell, I'm a watch guy. All I care about is a Rolex, so. My wife's tired of me buying them, so I'd like a free one. So I'm going to work hard for that and make her happy. But I think you got to crawl before you walk. And second place finishes, I guess, wasn't crawling enough. So maybe hopefully the dual win is, you know, now we can put ourselves in a little bit better spot. I feel like we've done just about everything right, but just about everything I don't think is good enough to win the 500. It's got to be perfect. And so we just got to really focus on how to do that. And when that time comes, be in the same spot here on Sunday.
All right, Bubba. Congratulations again. Best of luck on Sunday.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good night.
No, damn it. I got to go put my other one on.
I know somebody else.
All right, yeah, yeah. Thanks. The rich get richer. Free is for me. That's what Booty always told me.